Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a couple of things I want to talk about. First of all, college football season ended Monday night. Ohio State wins the national championship. Did you, in totality, did you like the 12-team playoff? You cool with how everything ended up? And then Notre Dame, obviously, was the loser. UM plays them week one next season. What's your prediction?
I think that it was great. The 12-team playoff was great. I think I would expand it either to 14 or 16 and get rid of the conference championship games because I thought that was just something that there was too much. You know, teams don't want to play in the conference championship game. If they lose, then they might get knocked out of the 12-team playoff. So I think if there's a way that they could add teams and then use the conference quote-unquote championship game weekends for the revenue lost, maybe something along those lines. But and then the seeding, I thought, was, you know, I mean, Oregon goes undefeated. They go in number one, and then their first opponent is somebody they've already beaten by one during the regular season, Ohio State. That, you know, that's not exactly, if you're the top seed in the NFL, you're not playing the best record, regular season record game. So I think that maybe it changed there. But other than that, the other thing I thought of in the championship game was they're up by eight with a minute to go. And I was like, damn, the number's 8-5. How did Vegas know? And Ohio State kicked a field goal to win by 11 with a minute to go. And I was just like shaking my head on that one.
And Gino, in that game, though, I love Marcus Freeman. I think he's a great coach. He's going to get NFL offers, if not this year already, next year. Like he's the future of coaching. They were too damn conservative in the first half. That first drive when they ran the ball nine times in a row, whatever it was, and then the whole second quarter, like out routes, and then they see him start pushing the ball down the field, and they come back in the fourth to make it a game. I think they messed up by being that conservative and not letting Riley Leonard be Riley Leonard.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, Penn State had a more talented team than Notre Dame. Had their quarterback not had the worst game of his career, Notre Dame wouldn't have been in the game. So I think he's probably more of looking at it game plan wise is our only chance was to kind of be conservative. Now, after the first drive, I was like, damn, they just ran the ball right down Ohio State's throat and there was no stopping them. I think you're right. At some point, you have to, you know, give a shot to the wide receivers and that. And I mean, you know, the last play to at the end of the game where they one-on-one Smith, and he's like, okay, well, if we sell out to stop the run, I mean, that's fine. If I saw blitz coverage and I was a quarterback, hell, even at 54 years old, and I got one-on-one on the best receiver in college football and he's going to run a go route, I'm like, hell, I'll take my chances there. I don't know. I thought there were things that yeah, they could have done, but I think there was a significant overall talent gap between Ohio State and Notre Dame. Not to say that Notre Dame doesn't have great players. They do have some great individual players, but I thought in totality, Ohio State was a much more talented team as they played that game.
Let me shift over to the NFL. So you have the two conference championship games on Sunday. It's Eagles and Washington, the early game. Jaden Daniels has been phenomenal, not just throughout the season, but through the postseason. Do you have a lean on what you think is going to happen in that game?
Well, since I was dead wrong and said the Rams would have had the best chance of winning and the Redskins had no chance. Now, I don't cover it, follow NFL as much. I didn't realize half their defense was injured going into the game. I probably wouldn't have picked the Lions. I think that, you know, it was disappointing that for Baltimore to come back like they did. I mean, I was really hoping for overtime. I mean, for what, you know, Lamar did and all those guys. And then, you know, just a drop ball and they didn't get to OT. you know, I guess you'd have to go with Kansas City because they're the guys, but, you know, is Buffalo hot enough to go on the road and do it? Is this kind of their year? And you're right, Jaden Daniels he's been fun to watch. I think that I would not be surprised if Washington was able to upset Philly. Now, will they be able to? But I would be less surprised at that than the Chiefs losing at home.
Hey, you mentioned Lamar. How do you deal as a quarterback with like a Mark Andrews situation where, I mean, you have a fumble that obviously was a terrible time to fumble something, but the 2-point conversion at the end to tie the game, I mean, he just flat out drops it. As a quarterback, do you ever get angry? Lamar Jackson looked a little angry at the end of the game and probably deservedly so because it goes on his resume. Have you ever gotten like angry at a receiver for dropping something?
You know, you get disappointed, I think. I mean, but angry, I mean, that's his go-to guy for as long as he's been in the league. I think to me it's probably disappointing, but it's more of disappointment in the totality of that they didn't tie the game. I mean, is he angry at Andrews for dropping the ball? I don't think so. And I think that, you know, listen, Lamar probably made some bad plays during that game. He fumbled a snap. I mean, really, if you look at the whole game, Baltimore kind of beat themselves. They let, you know, there was opportunities that they gave to Buffalo. So I don't think he's angry at Andrews. I think he's angry at, damn, we didn't make enough plays to continue on and hopefully get to the.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Super Bowl, but, you know, you just, you know, pat the guy on the butt and say, hey, next time, make the
you
play.
You never punched a receiver in the face. You never went to a receiver and punched him in the face.
I'm trying to think if I ever, no, sometimes you throw, I mean, I think I had one game, I had 14 consecutive balls and a guy dropped a perfect pass and I didn't know. I mean, you can't get pissed. I mean, cause they're the same guys that are going to make the next play. Cause you know, listen, they don't, you know, I would say that they don't come back into the huddle pissed when you throw a bad pass, but they do come back into the huddle pissed that you threw a bad pass or you didn't throw to them. So, I don't know. Usually the quarterback doesn't get too bent out of shape over it.
Yeah, Gino, I don't know. Cause you're a nice guy because I remember. I'll tell you mine. It was Jason Allen. When we drafted Jason Allen, fourth quarter, we're up by 6. I know exactly who the team's about to attack, and he'd give up a touchdown every time. And I would look at him funny every single week. If he talked in the meeting, if he smiled, I'd get mad at him. Stop smiling in the meetings, man. Stop playing around. Stop eating.
Great teammate.
Channing, I'm not going to say that it didn't happen, that maybe like the next day in practice as we're preparing for the next week, I didn't tell the coach, hey, keep him out of the goddamn huddle.
We need second shift
yeah,
up.
It's kind of maybe it's a passive aggressive quarterback, I guess. You kind of just like on the QT, you can't let them know that you've lost all confidence, but you've lost all confidence.